And now, live from New York City via Los Angeles, California, it's time for The View from Over Here with the man who has a view for all seasons, your host, Stan Weisleder.
Hey there, everybody out there. How are you all doing? This is Stan Weisleder on The View from Over Here, and we are broadcasting from the Mark Grau Studios in Burbank, California, and I'm here together with my producer, Malcolm Berman, and he is here not just to assist, but to help me if I fall down, if I can't get up. When I go to the men's room, he's there as an aide.
I'm here to totally disagree with you.
That's okay. So what would you like to do? Oh, before we even get into that, let's just remind everybody out there that all of the blogs that we do, the podcasts or email blasts, they're all viewable whenever you want, from wherever you want, whenever, whatever. From
MalcolmDigitalRadio.com. You can hear our show. You can hear parts of Horace Height's show, America Swings. You can hear part of the Carell show, An Angry Young Man. Well, he's not angry. He's not young anymore, but he's still angry. You just go to MalcolmDigitalRadio.com, and you hear everything.
That's good. And again, from wherever you are, whenever you want, right?
Well, in case you have insomnia. It's perfect for people who can't sleep at night. And you can watch us. It's amazing what the new world is. We're radio with pictures. Long ago, it used to call television.
Well, that was moving.
Well, we are moving.
Yeah, ours is moving also. Yeah, right. And you don't have to spend as much as we did years ago for TV sets. And they're small, they're very portable. You do it on your iPad or iPhone, I believe, anything.
What I do now sometimes when I can't sleep is I'll put on my cell phone and I'll put on – I have Time Warner. I can either watch television on the cell phone.
You just gave them a plug.
Well, they're paying big bucks for it.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, at least I'm going to send them the bill and see if they'll pay it. But I also do iTunes Radio, which I can get any of the TV stations, just the audio of it.
Good.
From around the world. I can get stations from London, from Russia, from London, from Spain, from around the world. I just pick a country.
All right. Now that we know what you can do electronically, what do you think what's happening in this insane world the last few weeks?
I think it's ridiculous. Well, the big thing, of course, right now is the shoot Man in Blue, which is – The targeting of police, which to me is
People who do that must have a lot of hate built up inside them, a lot.
Well, I think it's hate, but I don't know if it's a hate for the police per se. I think it's just a hate against society, and they want to make their points because the people that have done it, I don't know if they had a vendetta against the police force themselves, but the police as they represent authority. And the other folks, the Black Matter folks, Black Lives Matters, is not really protecting the police, which they should be, even though that there's a lot of, you know, individual rogue cops who may be racists.
There's always something or somebody in the barrel of apples that rots. Yeah. And could infect others always. I don't care what you do. And, you know, I went through that process for the sheriff's department.
Is that why they kicked you out?
No, they didn't kick me out.
Just kidding, folks.
I retired because they said I was too old to ride patrol. Can you imagine that? Anyway.
Not the way you drive a car.
Well, once you learn how to do that, you really can't quit. Like Marilyn would say to me, you know, you're not with the sheriff's department anymore. Why are you chasing that? I'm not chasing anyone. That's how I drive.
Yeah, but when you had your gun showing.
My gun showing, which one?
The one that you put on the seat next to Marilyn. Hold this gun. I'm chasing the car.
She freaks out. When I would clean my weapon, she would freak out. I would have it on the table or on the bed, wherever, totally dismantled, okay, in pieces, in parts. And she would get nervous about it. I would say, That can't hurt anybody.
Right.
It can't shoot.
I can imagine you in court saying, but Your Honor, I didn't know that a gun was loaded. I thought the bullet was out of the chamber.
That's another thing, too. Guns don't go off by themselves. The only time they go off is if you have your finger on the trigger.
How much life insurance do you have on Maryland?
None.
Oh, my God. Okay, forget about it.
Some people are saying that this, when the president, El Presidente, sort of gave Black Lives Matter like a free pass, you might say, they took it as a carte blanche invitation to do pretty much whatever they wanted to do, whatever they were holding back.
I don't take it that way, but I know he just did a tweet.
El Presidente?
Today about...
The big O.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, you know, it was directed to the men in blue, and he said, we have your back.
Yeah, I heard about that, but does he really?
Well, yeah, I would say so. And a lot of the...
Oh, I hope you're right.
Well, first of all, like in Baton Rouge and in Dallas, the police chiefs were black, were African American.
Yeah, so how do you go, how do you explain
and
that?
And one of the, I know, I'm not sure where in Dallas, but I know one of the cops, you know, in Baton Rouge who was killed was black.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, who are they after? I don't know. They're just showing rage.
Well, it's rage that will get them nowhere because they will end up dead getting the opportunity to voice their story or what their gripes are. So no one will know. Now they're dead. Bingo. Yeah. Done.
Well, they're taking a book out of the terrorists' log, you know, as long as they inflict the pain and the death. It's a weird world out there because I don't think like the like the truck driver who killed the 84 people in Paris, in Nice.
Terrorist.
But I don't think he was part of the terrorist group. As far as I know, they haven't seen
connection. But they're taking credit for it.
They're taking credit, but I think he might have been influenced. These are individual murderers, guys who are sick, who are looking for a cause, who are not...
Malcolm, you know what? You got lunatics and fringe lunatics all over the damn planet. In fact, after this happened, there was still murders taking place.
Now, let's stop talking about Trump.
There was forget Trump for a second.
Fringe lunatics.
There were lunatics in Germany. A guy with his knife and axe, like he was a Boy Scout, went around cutting people, chopping people up. Oh, crazy people.
And what are you going to do?
I have no idea.
Now, I don't know if in past times there weren't crazy people in other countries that we didn't know about. Now with communications.
Yeah, I think we've had it all along. Maybe we're just getting the reports quicker or getting reports that years ago were, boom,
right,
shoved under the rug.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, let's say, in Germany with Hitler, you know, that we knew the information when it was happening, the same way in Italy or any of the other countries.
We didn't know what... When it was happening, we knew it after it happened, pretty much. Starting in the 60s, we would get our wars, whatever the war was, on CNN live as it was happening.
Well, it changed. What changed it was the Vietnamese War.
Well, yeah, starting with the Vietnamese War, after that, everything was live.
And when they did the body counts. I remember, oh, yeah, well, you know, we only lost 50 men, but the Viet Cong lost, you know, 5,000.
Yeah, that's if you included all of the women and children
that we killed
that lived in the village.
But anyway, the other news, I don't know if you've been watching the Republican National Convention.
Only bits and pieces because there, too, I don't understand the Republicans. They had a guy, they still have a guy who was leading everybody. He beat the shit out of maybe, 16 contenders?
Yeah, 16, 17.
Demolished them. He demolished Jeb Bush in his own state. That's the worst kind of insult you could have. And Jeb Bush, he's so sore he won't support Trump. He's just staying out of it. But it seems like all of these so-called Republican aristocracy, those that have been around a long time, those that think their shit smells sweet, you know, to them, Trump is an outsider.
Well, I don't think they particularly like what he's saying.
They don't like anything about him. They didn't like him from the get-go.
That's the only thing I agree with him.
Especially after he whomped all of them, really demolished them, and then the hatred became even worse. Yet they have nobody else to go against Hillary. They really think that one of their other people could beat Hillary. Even Trump doesn't have a great chance. He has a chance, but I wouldn't say great, because all of the people that quit Bernie, most of them are going to go to Hillary because they're Democrats, basically.
I don't know if they're going to go to Hillary. That's a big question. How much is she going to get?
Well, I would imagine that I would say that she would get about at least half of his supporters. So, Malcolm, when you see they do a survey, Trump and Hillary are neck and neck, or one is 3 or 4 or 5% higher than the other. That doesn't mean anything, because they did not factor in those that left Bernie Sanders that will definitely go over to Hillary. They're not going to go over to Trump. Okay.
Well, as any survey goes, it depends on how they ask the question.
Yes,
and
also
certain ways of leading a survey.
Also, I remember surveys. I remember when I was a kid, and the surveys show that Dewey was going to beat Truman.
And
they had printed newspapers with the headline, "Dewey beats Truman," and bingo.
You know why that survey was invalid?
Why? Tell me.
Okay. Well, as far as I know, of course I wasn't there, but the survey was conducted via telephone, and only a certain amount of the population had telephones.
Back in 48,
sure. The masses did not have telephones. It was the rich people that had phones, so they didn't. Their audience that they surveyed was skewed towards the wealthy.
Oh, you're probably right. I remember when I was
right.
a kid. Well, you're always right. We had our first telephone, gotten around that time, maybe a year or two before. It was a party line. That's all we could get at first, a party line.
I remember.
And we had to wait online till we got one that was our own line with no parties picking up the phone and saying, "Hey, get off. I have to make a phone call."
Well, it was always my mother used to say, "Oh, it's an emergency call. I have to call the doctor." We didn't have to call the doctor. She had to call her sister.
And now, that was then. But now I started to count all of the telephones that I have between the houses and the office where I used to go, but I don't go anymore. All of the phones that I was able to be reached by added up to about 10. Can you imagine that?
I give everybody my cell number. I mean, that's it. I have my house number my landline is because I'm insecure without a landline. Why, I don't know. But the only thing I get in my landline are marketing calls.
I get it on my cell phone now.
Now it's a cell phone. But the landline, my wife says, "Get rid of the landline you're paying." I think I'm paying like $20 a month for it. Get rid of it. You don't need it.
A lot of people have gotten rid of their landlines because the cell phones – they take it with them even when they go to the bathroom or whatever. And so it's totally portable.
Well, you always it's
a big pain in the ass. Always have to keep it charged.
There's a truism. You'll always get an important phone call while you're in the can.
Always. That's why I take it with me when I go to the can. Yeah.
But plus I get my emails. I mean, how many times have you sent me an email, say, via phone when you send me something? You're never home.
That's funny because sometimes when I go to the John or – Yeah, well, that's not to offend anyone whose name is John, but you know what I mean. I would take two phones with me. Two.
Two?
Two, yes. The landline and my cell phone.
Well, that's because you did number two. Now we need a
Malcolm. Come on, that's gross.
What I find funny is, let's say when I'm going to LA Fitness or one of the I'm working out, and I go to the restrooms. You know, they're like three or four stalls in there. And people are talking on the phone. I find that funny, because all of a sudden you hear a voice coming out of the stall.
In fact, if you stop to think about it, whenever they show newsreel items on the TV about our different politicians, don't know what it means, but it seems as though unless she's in the middle of making a speech, Hillary Clinton is always looking at her phone. So those emails, I guess they're still coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking about that, let's get back to the convention.
Go ahead. And how come you're not a delegate for anything?
I am a delegate.
You are a delegate. Okay.
Yeah, for Stan Weiss, leader, is the the head man?
I'm not running. I withdraw.
Just as a general overall view, what I found a little bit ridiculous is that our population is getting younger. And the three people who were basically had a good chance to be nominated
for getting older. Like
Hillary is 69, Trump is 70, and Bernie was 74. Where are the young folks? Where are the people that, you know, are going to take over?
I believe the answer lies in the following. The young folk don't have the clout, the experience, the notoriety, or the popularity. Running for presidential office is really just a monster popularity contest, in my opinion.
You're probably right.
And young people aren't known yet.
Watch the watch.
Want to buy it?
No, I don't want to hitting it, making sounds.
I thought you were making me an offer on it. Anyway.
No, you can't refuse. But anyway, I was watching the convention yesterday. First of all, it's ridiculous who...
Malcolm, making it interesting. We don't want to...
I'm anti-Donald. You got to...
That's okay.
That.
It's a free country.
But who they have as one of the speakers? Scott Baio.
I didn't see that. I only watched...
Who the hell knows Scott Baio unless you're... he's a heartthrob of the women in the 60s.
People know him than they do Mike Pence.
Right. Who the hell is Mike Pence?
I never heard of him before.
But
did
you see when he introduced Mike Pence? The press conference that Trump had?
No,
he spent about a half hour talking about how he's going to make America number one again. We're going to take it back. By the way, the guy who's going to be my vice president. Hey, Mike, come out over here. And he shook his hand and walked off the stage. And then Mike Pence went with his family that night to go to dinner at Chili's in New York, and Trump was someplace else.
Trump probably went to one of those private clubs that he belongs to, and Pence was at Chili's.
Right. Well, he's a man of the people. But anyway, he also had, I'm going to screw up his name, Antonio.
Sabato?
Sabato.
That I saw. Right. He's a good speaker. Well, the guy's a professional actor.
Yeah, well, he's an actor. I think he was a race car driver. He's a model. But
he modeled underwear.
I don't know what he modeled.
Yeah, it said underneath on the thing.
Models underwear.
Modeled male underwear for somebody.
Or female underwear. I don't know.
No. Male.
Okay.
Male underwear.
But number one, what turns me off is anybody that comes, you know, why are you doing this? Well, I want to thank Jesus. What does Jesus have to do with it? But anyway, I mean, that's my thing. I'll get letters and mail.
There are two things we're not supposed to talk about, but we're going to do it anyway.
So it's an email to Stan,
not
me. We're
not supposed to talk about religion or politics, but let's do it anyway because it gets people all riled up and excited and angry and whatever.
And the same thing is you know, Spence did the – Spence?
Pence.
Mike Pence did that, the same thing, wants to thank Jesus. Yeah, you know, we're not a religious society per se.
Why couldn't he thank Moses?
I would even object if he thanked Moses. I mean, it's not them. Let him thank the Donald.
Allah.
Or Allah, whatever. You think he would get any votes? Probably.
He'd get some votes.
There are 2 billion Muslims in the world, more than us.
Well, there aren't 2 billion in the U.S.
Well, there are illegally. we haven't
counted
them.
There's supposed to be only 330 million, give or take, in this country, 330 million. And I would say the majority of them are white Christians. Blacks are supposed to be less than 10%, I think.
Well,
Muslims are even less than that.
Who's going to control, which they haven't gotten their voting block yet, is the Latinos.
They are not cohesive yet as a group. They're still, you know, all over the place. Right. They don't have a leader yet to unite them.
Well, the question, I think most people lump Latinos into one group, but there are so many different groups that don't function with each other. The Mexicans, they're the Central Americans, you know, whether it be the Salvadorians or the Guatemalans or the Costa Ricans. Then there's the South Americans, and all of them don't agree with each other. But if somebody could organize them as a block, and they're all that second generation, all American citizens.
You're looking
that
at
can vote. You're looking at
possibly
the,
a third of the population of the country.
I think it's 2050. There'll be over 50% of the population.
In 2050,
yeah.
There'll be over 50.
Yeah.
So but, that's about maybe a third now.
But the question is, which I don't see why people don't recognize it. We're no longer in the 20th century. We're in the 21st century. And in the 21st century,
it's called denial.
Yeah, but we are part of a – there are no individual groups per se. We have to get along with everybody because the world is so small. It's shrinking between, you know, something happens in Paris, something happens in Moscow, something happens any place in any part of the world. Within 2 seconds, CNN, Fox have the reporters there. They're talking about it. We're involved with it. Somebody drops a bomb in North Korea when they're developing an atomic bomb or a nuclear bomb. It affects us. We no longer can be, oh, we're the United States of America and we're tough. We're acting like the tough sheriff coming into town. That's what I object to, that whole tone of the RNC yesterday. Everybody, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Yeah, why? Who's going to listen to you? Trump, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to be, you know, the top dog, top sheriff. I'm going to tell everybody what to do. Sure, tell Putin what to do.
Well, he's going to build a wall.
Yeah.
He's going to build a wall around not just Mexico, but the rest of the world.
But the wall is going to be like the Maginot Line. You don't have to go through it.
You can go
over
it. Around it.
Well, over it.
Well, the Germans just went around it. They didn't even have to go over it. Just went around
it
because it was stationary.
Right. There's a wall of Mexico. How about the rest of the country? How about people flying in?
Flying in is not that easy. You have to go from an airport to an airport and you're on radar.
How about people coming in from Canada?
Well,
are they going to close that border?
No, as far as I know, there are no problems with people coming from Canada.
Well, you don't think if terrorists want to come in and they close the border in Mexico, they're going to sneak in Canada?
Well,
they dumb?
No, they're not dumb, but it'll be more difficult because they're going twice the distance.
But what we're going to have to do also is shut down the internet, because the terrorists now do not have to, go over to. Syria.
That's one thing I don't understand. You hear about other countries shutting down the internet for whatever reason, whenever they want, by different areas, like it's being done in China, I hear. Never went to China.
North Korea.
You read about it, North Korea, maybe some of the Mideast countries.
It's known as censorship.
Why can't we do that with the terrorists that use the internet for recruiting?
Well, I think they are doing it with certain terrorist groups. But we have a certain fine line between what is America, what is democracy, what do we stand for, and becoming becoming shutting off all the freedoms that we have. That's why we have freedom of the press, and that's part. I think the internet is part of that.
I suppose.
Are we going to – the question is, do we let the terrorists dictate how we live?
Well, we are to a certain extent. I don't know for certain. I haven't been involved with it. But I've heard, I see on the internet, that you have communities within the United States whereby the local government has conceded to them so that they can set up Sharia law within their community. Now, of course, what they do with themselves in their community is one thing, but that kind of law contradicts many of the things that are in our Constitution.
Well, I don't know if people could set up Sharia law. I know they want to. But I don't know if a local government can, because it would be against the Constitution.
Well, a few months ago, there was I forget her name, but it was some lady mayor of some little town in Texas, and they wanted to do that in this area of Texas. And she said, don't remember her exact words, but absolutely not. We're not going to permit it. End of story.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they can, because this would be religion dictating laws. I mean, of course, we've had it here for years with the anti-abortion laws or the
Well, the Constitution,
the anti-drug laws,
that the government shall not pass any law. Again, I don't remember the exact words, but no law shall be passed that in any way favors one religion or over another, or words to that effect. In other words, we're supposed to have complete separation of church and state. Supposed to. Or do we still? I don't know. Maybe in L.A. we do, or
do we
major
still,
cities.
Do we still, or have we ever? There's really no major separation. I mean, we...
Malcolm, I don't know.
Well, we have enough coins in God We Trust.
Yeah.
We have...
Which God?
That's a question. My God, of course.
Naturally. So now I've also seen on the internet people of Muslim extraction. They don't want to not only not work in a place that might sell pork, but they don't want you to sell pork, even if they don't go there.
Well,
what is that? What's their business? What they sell? They don't want to go there? Fine, don't go there. No one's forcing them to go there.
Well, there's a whole thing. It's about the people who don't want to serve people who the thing with gay marriages. Their bakeries that wouldn't cater in the fear of if it's a gay marriage.
And what about that official who wouldn't give the stamped approval?
Right.
And she went to jail or something because it was against what the Constitution.
Right, because as an elected official, she's supposed to obey the laws, and the law said you can have gay weddings. And she said, no, I'm not going to give a license to them. Anybody that's. There are a lot of exceptions, but the main thing, again, going back to our convention, it's like we're shouting.
Have you ever been to a political convention?
No.
Well, I remember. Let me say this. I have never taken as much interest in politics ever as this year. In all prior years, I really didn't give a shit because my opinion was that nothing changes no matter who gets in. Everything will still be the same. However, from the last 8 years, I would have to say no. Nothing is the same. Things change. Did I ever want to go to a political convention? No. But I remember many of them over the years. They were all filled with fighting and arguing and all kinds of shenanigans, people getting beat up by the cops for making too much of a distraction or whatever.
Well, the big one that I remember, of course, is 1968. 1968 in Chicago. That was the
one of the big ones.
That's where they had the riots. That was actually it turned out to be a police riot, instigated by Mayor Daley of Chicago. That was when it was the yuppies. I think it was the Chicago Seven, where they were protesting the war in Vietnam. This is when it took them 7 years before they finally got an end to the war.
Vietnam thing was starting to raise its ugly head. People were leaving the country, going to Canada to avoid the draft, forth.
When I started, I think, getting involved in conventions, 1960 convention, because finally there was a president or a nominee that was closer to my age. Well, it wasn't closer to my age, but he wasn't a grandfather.
Who was that?
John F. Kennedy. He was in his 40s.
He was a kid. He was 43, I think.
Yeah, and he had a beautiful wife and young kids. And I think I was in college, and all of a sudden I could relate to someone. And Bobby Kennedy was, a big one in the campaign, and Ted Kennedy. They weren't before that. You had, Eisenhowers.
Yeah, well, I remember grandfather. When I was a kid, there was only one president during everybody's lifetime.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, not that far back. I'm talking about FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Guy was in for four terms. He didn't complete all four terms. But for a lot of people, there was no precedent other than FDR. Right. Now you can only go for two terms.
Well, that was one of the reasons they said for.
You can still go for more than two terms if you fill one of the terms as a VP. So let's say you're a VP, president gets killed, drops dead, whatever, gets hit by a truck. the VP fills
in. And then you can do two
terms. Then he could run for two terms.
Well, who is it? It's the second Bush, I believe, was with the first Bush was
Vice President. The father.
I always forget which one was H.W.
Forget the initials.
I know it's George H.W. Yeah,
the older Bush and the younger Bush.
Papa Bush.
Papa Bush.
Well, he was Vice
baby
President.
Bush.
He was Vice President for two terms, right? And President for two terms. Or one term.
No, he's president for only one term.
Yeah. But vice president for two terms.
That I don't remember, but I also know at one point he was the head of the CIA.
Right.
He was into government and into politics, very well connected.
Well, from his papa was, in the oil business? Was papa ranching? Or
they were all, they had all of their fingers and toes into the oil business.
Mm-hmm.
No, I heard that buzzing sound. Did you hear that buzzing sound?
Yeah. It was buzzing in my pants.
Yeah, that was in your pants? I thought it was in your ears.
I'm getting excited. No, it's...
You're getting excited.
it's my cell phone, which I have in vibrate, and it's a loud vibration.
It vibrates, so you have your own vibrator.
Right.
All right.
But don't tell anybody about it.
I'm not going to tell a soul except for the 50 million people that are listening to this.
It's my secret.
That you have your own vibrator.
It's my secret pleasures.
Well, we won't tell anyone.
But anyway, getting back to the convention.
It looks like insanity. You see these people yelling and screaming and carrying on.
Well, that was only the beginning, because at the beginning there was a group of people who wanted to revise the rules of the committee, I didn't know. Each committee can set up, each time they have a national committee, they can set up their own rules.
Yeah, they wanted to overthrow the fact that Trump already collected so many delegate votes.
They want to start from
scratch.
Right. What they wanted is that each delegate was not committed to the vote of their state, but can use their own minds or use their own consciousness to.
Well, that to me is not correct.
No,
you're a delegate. You are representing the people, and you should go by the majority of what the people
want. Right,
but
by who sent you there?
Yeah,
not
because you don't agree with them.
That's disagreed.
Improper.
And then, his wife, actually, I think they made too big a deal, number one, I think she...
You mean the so-called plagiarism?
Yeah, there were one or two minutes that it was Michelle Obama. And the guy who wrote the speech for her, which everybody has a speechwriter, should definitely be fired. And they should acknowledge it. What they're doing is doublethink. Do you remember doublethink from, I think it was the book 1984? If you say something enough, if you repeat the same thing, the same lies, people believe it. So now they say, oh, no, it wasn't. There's a difference. It's and.
No,
but
no,
it was the same thing.
I looked at it on the internet yesterday and says, holy shit. Mm, yeah. Who the hell did this? What dummy, idiot!
And it wasn't her, because obviously she wrote it.
She doesn't understand.
Well, she probably read it and she acknowledged it and she
Malcolm,
said change
this and
change
that.
She
doesn't have that kind of command of the English language.
Well,
she read it. It sounds good. Yeah.
And she agreed with it.
Yeah. Why not? It sounds good.
And her speech was great. I think all told, it was what it was delivered. She sounded good. You know, someone said she spoke five languages, which I'm not sure what they are, but, aside from Slovenian.
Well, you know what? Maybe
and
a
English.
Person could speak five languages, but that doesn't mean they are proficient in all of them where they could write a speech.
No, certainly I don't think she wrote a speech, because they're professional speech writers for all the politicians.
Right.
I don't think any of them write their own speeches. They look at it and they suggest and they change things.
If you wrote your own speeches all the time, you wouldn't even have time to go to the bathroom unless you did that
while you're in the bathroom. Right, that's what I was going to say. But anyway, they made too much out of it, and by denying it, it becomes bigger than it actually was.
Exactly. They're making too big a deal of it. And it's like they had nothing else to talk about.
Right.
Well, what do you think? I was watching briefly this morning. Yeah. Well, what do you think about it? Do you think it was plagiarism? Who the fuck cares?
Right. And then they had Rudy
Giuliani. They should fire that kid.
Yeah, definitely. And then they had Rudy Giuliani speak. And he was a tough guy. He's like the sheriff coming into town. I'm going to clean this fucking place up.
I only heard the last of his thing. We have only one America.
Yeah, and he almost busted a gut. I thought he would get a stroke when he was yelling and screaming.
He did look that way.
And look what I did in New York, which was interesting because I was watching The View with Whoopi this morning, and she was so pissed off at Giuliani saying it wasn't him, it was the people of New York. And then she said she made it worse because he did that stop and frisk thing.
Yes.
That the police could stop and frisk people. And, of course, who did they stop and frisk? Was it you and me walking down the street? No, we're too white.
Well, if we were wearing a hoodie, we might get stopped.
No, if you were wearing a hoodie, I don't think they'd even stop you.
Well, because I'm an old guy.
You're an old white man. But if you were an old black man, they'd probably stop you.
Yeah, I don't know an old black man. I don't know.
But what's ridiculous also, like in Cleveland, you can carry a firearm. If you have a license, you can have it.
Well, there are two. There are states where they have open carry.
That
means you could, like the Old West, you have
a
shooter on your side. And
you can have a rifle. They're carrying rifles.
Yeah. And then they have the CCW. You can carry only with a license concealed. So there's a concealed permit, and then there's no permit if it's an open carry state.
Well, I think it's an open carry state, but you have to have a permit for the gun. It was something like that. But they had that in Dallas.
Hey, I remember years ago I was in Las Vegas. I went into a store. I forget what's, you know, one of these stores where you get groceries. And the guy in front of me, he had like the gun belt, the holster, and it looked like, you know, one of these 45 caliber revolver pistols that the cowboys would use. So I'm saying to myself, well, that's a fake. This is a number of years ago. The guy, it's either a fake weapon or the guy's an actor and he's just going to his set.
No.
Or maybe he's an off-duty cop. But I saw him. He had no badge. Usually you have it on your belt.
Right.
And when it was my turn, I was right in back of this guy. And he went and I'm looking at the clerk, the young girl there, and I'm looking, you know, and I'm looking at him and back at her. And she says, well, you know, it's okay in Nevada.
Everything's okay in Nevada.
Well, not everything, but I had no idea back then that there was such a thing as open carry states.
Yeah, they have that in Texas also, open carry states. In fact, I think it was in Texas where they had one restaurant where the guy gave like a free something or other if you came armed and you have your gun on your
– Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's a – now no one's going to hold me up because everybody's armed there.
Well, the best way not to be held up is you let cops come there and you give them a nice discount. And so they come there to eat. And nobody's going to.
No, but that would be a good place. You can kill all the cops at one place.
In today's
world.
I don't think so. You know why? Because the guys that shoot the cops, it's from a distance. They're undercover. They're hidden.
What?
Because they could get shot just as easily.
Yeah, but not if you come in with your AK-15. Was AK-16 is a new one?
AK-47. You're thinking of the AR-15
AR-16. Oh, yeah. Okay. Then it's AR, not AK.
By the way, you know, that type of weapon was invented by a guy. His name was Eugene Stoner from California. He developed that particular mechanism.
Was he a stoner?
Maybe in his spare time. But was his name. And AR stands for Armalite. Some people say assault rifle. It stands for Armalite, the company that made it.
Do you know who invented dynamite?
The guy.
Alfred Nobel.
Nobel, yeah. You have the
Nobel Peace Prize. Right, that he invented dynamite.
Yeah. So I think he did that because he felt guilty and he was making so much money. So he sets up this.
For peace.
Grant or whatever it is, and it generates on its own by earning interest. And every year they give out a nice little stipend to whoever meets whatever, you know, requirements. He set up.
Yeah. But anyway, getting back to the RNC, and it's going to be tonight also.
When do the Dems start theirs?
The what? I think we wait till it might be like next Monday.
Okay.
But the whole thing is, it's like, oh, we're Americans. We're going to come there and clean up everybody. Everybody's going to listen. We're going to get tough. No one's going to fuck with us.
He actually said that?
No, I did.
Okay.
But that's what they said. In other words. And how is Trump going to do
it's
that?
It's a rallying cry.
But what background? I mean, what? Who's he going to have to? He doesn't even have his own party backing him.
You know what? It's political talk. It's ranting. It's raving.
I think there were 19 senators, top senators, who didn't even go to the convention, and supposedly they're forming their own.
Well, that's part of what I would refer to as the Republican aristocracy. Okay. To them, Trump is nothing but he's a nothing.
I thought Trump was a rebel, a guy that's going to be different. Why did he?
He has to kowtow to them a little, otherwise they won't get any support.
But why does he have Mike Pence here, who's a straight-line conservative who he doesn't even like?
Know, beats me. He must have made some kind of a compromise to get the support of other people. But if I were him, I would have selected somebody that would have more national appeal, somebody who was known throughout the country. I don't think anybody knew this guy except maybe the in-party Republicans or the people in his state.
Well, he kowtowed the conservatives.
Or the conservatives,
And now he's fundraising. Now he is getting the PAC money, the other money.
Yeah, okay.
But he was proud. I'm self-financing this.
Well, if I was the Donald, I would have picked somebody with more of a universal appeal. And I'm not saying it would be Ben Carson, although he is black.
I would say the governor of New Jersey.
But then they're both from adjoining states, New York and New Jersey. You want to spread it out a bit. I would have picked that.
Who would have you picked?
I would have picked that female from what state? Iowa or someplace. She was an Air Force, I think, lieutenant colonel with combat experience.
I would have picked Pocahontas. that would have been an interesting ticket.
She dead. or somebody that would be more well-known throughout the rest of the country. Because Pence, guy may be great, I don't know, but I never heard of him before.
No, me neither. Well, I'm just worried about the fact, let's say Donald wins.
I don't know.
I mean, because people like you are sort of like borderline.
I don't know that he's going to win because it's going to be an uphill battle.
Right.
Hillary's going to have most of the Bernie supporters with her. And Democrats will vote Democratic no matter what. They will go by what their party says. Even if they catch Hillary with the gun in her hand shooting Bill Clinton.
It was
on the newspapers and everything. They will still vote for her.
Well, then they would definitely vote for her.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I missed that one. Yeah. They probably would definitely.
But the problem is, since everybody thinks it's going to be such a runaway election for Hillary, if they don't come out and vote.
It's not going to be runaway. It's going to be tough. There's going to be a lot of mudslinging, and everybody's going to be calling everybody names. And next-door neighbors are going to end up hating each other because one is a Trump favorite and the other one is a Hillary supporter or whatever. There are going to be a lot of enemies within the country, aside from Hillary and Trump themselves. But that's the way it is. I've never seen one that's been so contentious, so fraught with.
Well, except all the people that are anti-Obama, the Republicans who are anti-Obama.
That's what it is. The people don't want Obama anymore, and they don't want what they perceive to be a third term for Obama.
But now Obama has a 52% rating.
Yeah,
which is going up.
I can't explain it. I have no answer for that because wherever you look, wherever you go, people are dumping on him. And maybe it's all the stuff only on the internet. I don't know. Now, Obama, maybe he's done okay. In my opinion, I think he's done okay when it comes to national items. But I honestly believe in my gut that on the international scene, he is really a failure,
in my opinion. Do you think the other country think America is weak?
Well,
is that the cause of what happened in Turkey?
I don't know if other countries think America is weak, but I do know that other countries are pulling off a lot of shit that 10, 15 years ago they wouldn't dare to do.
Well, I don't know about that. Can you be specific, or are you talking generalities?
I'd have to consult my notes and
read
the paper and say, Malcolm, you screwed up because you didn't read line 13.
For the next week, I need your notes.
I'll gladly give them to you.
Or do it on your rants.
On my rants, yes. Okay,
pinpoint them. Place. That might be easier for you.
Okay, that would be good. Sure.
But to me, there's so many things that are beyond our control, that are beyond America's control. We think that we're the center of the world. It reminds me of The King and I. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
I read the book, saw the play, saw the movie.
But when the young prince sees the map that the teacher shows, and it shows Siam is not in the center of things.
It's a tiny little country.
And he says, we're not in the center of things. It's like Americans. Oh, we're not the center. Everything doesn't centers around what America is doing. No. The world is a big world. China is a big country. Russia is they're bigger than us.
Yes.
As far as space, they have more people. India has more people than we do. There are a lot of other countries there that are almost as powerful.
Well, Russia, for instance, Russia and China could become extremely powerful countries. India, even if it had more people, I don't think so, because they don't practice birth control as far as I know. They're going to have too many mouths to feed.
Well, that's what nuclear wars are about.
Say again?
That's what nuclear wars are about.
Oh, I don't – that's sarcastic.
Yeah. But there are a lot of poor people in India, but China is becoming one of the major powers.
Well, China, Russia, and the U.S. are the three most powerful countries on this planet. Who's more powerful? Well, maybe now, because of the technology edge that we have, maybe the U.S. is more powerful. But the other guys, they're capable of catching up or stealing the blueprints on the internet.
Well, I think there's so much internet thievery that we don't know about.
Well, we find out about it after the fact.
Yeah, cyber crimes we will find out after.
It's unbelievable.
Did you realize our whole defense system is based on the computer? That if somebody hacks into our computer, they can fuck up the entire defensive system of North America,
the U.S.?
There
was a movie about that like 30 years ago.
Well, the movie
was done as a comedy. You probably saw.
Well, they had Failsafe, which.
That was before that. Yeah, Failsafe. That was before computers became big.
There was one with. What was the name of the where he's playing games?
Yeah.
He plays a game on the computer
and then the computer thinks it's real.
Oh, right, and he hooks and he hooks. Now, what's the name of that game? What's the name? Do you remember that, Aaron?
I know what you're talking about. I can look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Because that was a good movie.
It was very entertaining and plausible.
With Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick and his girlfriend, Ally Sheedy.
Ally Sheedy.
Who the hell else was
there? I forget the
professor. They had to locate the professor.
Right, and with the helicopter.
That was able to shut off the computer, which was running amok.
Yeah, but they never were able to shut off the computer until he played tic-tac-toe.
War Games.
Thank you very much. That's the one. Yeah, that was a very entertaining movie.
And they couldn't. They thought they had the computer shut off, but the computer was giving the serial numbers for the launching series. Remember for the and they couldn't stop it until the computer blew out when they started playing.
It had to beat itself in tic-tac-toe. It was impossible.
And it's impossible because no one can win that. And then at the end was, I forget the kid's name, Matthew Broderick, but it was, there's no winners because the world was wiped out. But that was a very good movie.
No winners, only losers.
Yeah. Everybody lost, everybody.
Well, that was, I think, the main thing that kept USN from Russia really banging heads against each other. There would really be no winner. Well, it may have a winner, but not really, because
we'd be back in the cave, the Stone Age.
The radical Muslims would have loved it, because then we would have been together with them in the 13th century. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I would like 74 virgins. Virgins don't know what to do. If you would have
you believe that?
If you have 74
hookers. Do you believe in that?
Virgins? No, I don't believe
you die,
bridges.
You get, what's it, 72 or 74, whatever the number
yeah,
is.
I don't know. Do I believe it? No, I don't think so.
Okay, because I would ask you, well, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Santa Claus I believe in.
What about
the tooth fairy?
You do?
No, I believe in fairies.
Oh, okay, but not the tooth fairy.
Not the tooth fairy.
Just fairies in general. Got it.
Okay. But going back, I don't know if I want the virgins. I want someone that knows what to do. Maybe 74, you know, 75 hookers, the new technique.
I can't
technique.
Believe that people would believe such bullshit.
Well, ask Bill Maher, you know, do people believe in God and miracles and in a divine being?
Oh, by the way, you know, talking about believing in God, the number of people that claim to be atheist or leaning towards atheist has – it's still a minority, but it's increased significantly over the last 50 years.
Atheism?
Yeah. Well, not that they practice it like a religion, but they're basically saying, yeah, hey, you know, I believe in the golden rule. I don't hurt you. I don't hurt anybody. I do good.
Do unto others.
But that's it, you know. And I also believe, well, you know the song Imagine?
Yeah.
Okay. That came out, I think, around 1975 or thereabouts.
Maybe a little before, because that was...
Well, in the 70s.
Was that just John Lennon or was that the Beatles?
John Lennon. Was he with the Beatles then? I don't know.
The Beatles broke up before.
He sang it. John Lennon sings it. And I remember when it came out, it was a very nice tune, nice melody. Yeah. But the words were ahead of its time. 40 years ago.
Well, I don't believe in that either, because it was like, imagine all the people living in a world without government. And if all the people...
And no heaven or hell.
Right. But I think people live into their... People have to be controlled. As I would say, it's funny. It's like in
they're incapable of functioning unless they function under some form of control.
Leadership. Because in Iraq, Saddam Hussein... was an evil person, and he did a lot of evil to the people.
Our standards, but he held his country together.
Right.
Sunni, Sushi, or whatever.
Sunni,
you know, they didn't kill each other. Now
they're killing
one
each other.
Religious sect is killing the other. It reminds me of an Ireland.
And more are being killed than when Hussein was there.
Yes, thank you.
And they're living worse. So was it better off with him? As I say, the United States, we're going to make the world safe for democracy. Well, who the hell wants democracy?
Look what happened in Yugoslavia. When Tito died, he held the country together. You had a lot of different ethnic groups. And right after he died, within a few months, they were killing each other.
Well, I think as people, there are the alpha personalities. There are people who want to take a leadership, and there are people who want to be told what to do, who want to just live their life. It's Animal Farm, when they're talking about communism, and I think one of the rules were all animals are created equal, but certain animals are more equal than others,
right, sure.
And it happened to be the pigs. I think they were the one that took over. But that's what happens.
It's been such a long time since I read that book. I remember it was popular when I was in college many, many, many years ago. I remember saying to myself, 1984, holy shit, that's a long way off.
Well, I remember seeing 2001, A Space Odyssey, when it came out. I think it was like 69 or 70. I said, wow.
Yeah.
Do you realize it's 2016 now?
It's way past.
And soon you want to wrap this up? We have about another 3 minutes. Do you imagine?
Well, I guess we have to wrap it up.
We don't have to. We can continue on.
Then we have to pay overtime.
We could do this for 2-3 hours if you want.
Not today.
Not today? Okay. Yeah,
I'm not in a mood today.
You don't have your drinks with you.
Right. Yeah. Have to be, you know, 4 to 5.
Okay. So are you going to go home tonight? And tonight is the second night.
Put on this business with this nonsense... convention, see what happens, kills who. Oh, by the way, the security there is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a well-known reporter, what's his name, Cuomo, the governor's son. He's a reporter with, I think, Fox or CNN. He's very well-known, very visible. They wouldn't let him go from one place to the other until he showed his pass.
I don't blame them. How about what's happening with Roger Ailes? We have to talk about that also. Fox News.
Oh, that one. We totally forgot about him. Well, I believe the ladies that are telling the truth. I mean, you know, hey, that's what they did back in those days.
Well, back in those days is about a year or two ago.
No, further back, maybe 10 years ago. But after that, they started all of this business getting sued. If you looked at a female the wrong way, you get sued. But back then...
Well, I'll tell you a story when I was
very,
like,
very possible. Hey, we're running. Be quick. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll save this to next week when I was station manager of Mars FM.
When you were in that business?
Right. One of the ladies accused me of sexual harassment, or she told the business manager. And this woman was ugly.
Well, maybe she was having a wet dream. You don't know.
Anyway, Stan, I think it's time to say goodbye. Yeah. By next week at this time when we come back, we'll know definitely who the Republican nominee is. I think we might know who the Democratic nominee is. Of course,
it's going to be only Hillary's.
But we might have more to talk about. Anyway, say goodbye.
Goodbye, you people out there. Tune in next week. Stan Weiss later at The View from Over Here
on MalcolmDigitalRadio.com. And that's a wrap, Aaron.